You're waking up with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
It is 9:41 here on WPHM, and it's Wednesday morning. Last week, the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary had their spring fling, which was very well attended. In fact, so well attended, it was a sellout, and they've got a few other things on the horizon. Joining us right now from the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary is Debbie Zanath. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. How was the spring fling?
Oh, we think it was a tremendous success. We're still, you know, putting all the monies together, but we had probably close to 155 women and some men, some men there, and we're looking at, I think we brought in a little over $5,500.
That's fantastic.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good. Not quite as much as we had during the purse party last year, but it was very successful. We had a number of wonderful items donated by the community. There's a lot of support for the, you know, Salvation Army, so it was terrific.
Yeah, Salvation Army does a lot of good in our community, and the auxiliary puts on a lot of nice programs during the year, don't you?
Well, what we try and do is we focus on the angel tree at Christmas, and so we're raising the monies for that and for extra things. You know, people do take stuff off the tree, but then right. You still have a lot left, so we try and supplement that, and that's what we use a lot of this money for,
right?
You know, and again, we had great food. Lynch's Tavern supplied the dinner, which was wonderful. Everybody really enjoyed that. And then we had some purses, as women love purses. And then we had some auction items. We had live auction items. We had some beautiful things donated by Alexander's jewelry and also Lawrence's jewelry. And then we had the safari trip, which we'd had last year, which was a big, you know, big draw.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go on a trip and save a little, that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Myers participated in Heather House and the golf course in Marysville. I'm not sure. Now I can't remember. But we put together some packages of things. And then we had also what's called a Chinese auction, where you have baskets and items and people buy raffle tickets and they put as many raffle tickets in an item that they want. So if you want all your items in one thing, you put them all in there.
Very good.
And again, that was very successful. So we are very happy. We appreciate, again, the support of the community. It was just great, and hoping to do a lot of good things for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's on the horizon for the auxiliary? What else do you have on your calendar?
Well, what we do now is we'll have a follow-up meeting, see what we want to do next year. Do we want to do just a purse party, which is what they had a year ago? And or do we want to do it a little bit, mix and match what we did this year? And we'll begin planning. Now, we only have like 4 meetings a year, so it doesn't take a whole lot of time. But we will have a few meetings around Christmas and before, because we have a couple of people put together all the items, you know, for the kids and get the toys. And so if somebody is looking, you know, to volunteer a little time, that would be a great opportunity. You could donate a couple hours and help us put together some of those items, and then that's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How does somebody go about becoming a volunteer with the auxiliary?
I think what they probably should do is call the Salvation Army and talk to Dawn, and she'll get us the information, and then we'll give them a call and, you know, talk to them about what the auxiliary does. And, again, the time commitment is not huge. It's not huge, but does a lot of good things and good works.
Well, and like you said, that angel tree, I think it you know, crosses everybody's radar in, you know, November and December, but it takes you a whole year to really get that money.
Well, you really
raised.
Have to be thinking of how can you organize, and if you can pick stuff up during the year sometimes, you know, because unfortunately with a couple of the stores going out of business, you know, we have been able to pick up a couple of things, you know, a little less expensive.
Right. Very good.
Which is nice. Sad to see, but.
Yeah. Well, glad to hear that the spring fling went well. It sounds like you've got more more stuff going on. So that's good. All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Debbie, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul, very much.
You
appreciate the support.
Debbie Zanuth with us from the Auxiliary, the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary on WPHM.